Welcome to another episode of the AI Equals C podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Evans. Today, we're venturing into a realm where artificial intelligence intersects with the unexplained mysteries of our universe. Imagine a realm where equations strive to explain consciousness, and unidentified aerial phenomena challenge our grasp of reality. But here's the puzzle. What unfolds when a mathematical model of consciousness meets the enigmatic investigations of Luis Elizondo, the former director of the Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program? Buckle up, because today's journey promises twists, turns, and perhaps more questions than answers. Picture this: a mathematician and a former intelligence officer walk into a bar. Sounds like the start of a joke, right? But what if their meeting could redefine our understanding of consciousness and the universe? Let's start with the AI equals C framework, an equation where consciousness, C, arises from the interaction of data input, A, and information processing capacity, I. It seems simple, but as we delve deeper, complexities emerge. On the other side, we have Luis Elizondo, a man who stepped out of the shadows to shine a light on phenomena that defy conventional explanation. Unidentified aerial phenomena, or UAPs, what many of us might call UFOs. So what could possibly bridge these two worlds? Let's tackle the first piece of our puzzle, the AI equals C equation. Imagine consciousness as a campfire. The A is the wood, the data or fuel. The I is the spark, the processing capacity. When combined, they create C, the fire of consciousness. Here's where it gets intriguing. The equation is circular. Just as a fire generates heat that affects the wood and air around it, consciousness can influence the data it receives. Consider this. If we change the amount of wood or the intensity of the spark, the fire changes. Similarly, altering the data input or processing capacity can transform consciousness. This might explain phenomena like near-death experiences, where despite minimal sensory input, individuals report vivid conscious experiences. But let's not get consumed by the fire just yet. Now, let's bring Luis Elizondo into our narrative, a man who left the corridors of the Pentagon to explore mysteries that have puzzled humanity for centuries. Elizondo doesn't just investigate strange lights in the sky. He challenges us to reconsider our perceptions, to acknowledge that our understanding of reality might be limited by our senses. He often speaks about the limitations of human perception, suggesting that 99% of the universe is beyond our ability to perceive. Think about that. We navigate reality with only a fraction of the available information. Could there be a link between our limited perception and the AI equals C framework's emphasis on data input and processing? Is it possible that by expanding our A and I, we might enhance our consciousness and, in turn, our understanding of phenomena like UAPs? Allow me to share a story. In a remote village nestled between towering mountains, locals spoke of mysterious lights dancing across the night sky. Scientists arrived, equipped with the latest technology, yet they saw nothing unusual. Frustrated, they dismissed the villagers' accounts as folklore. But a young researcher decided to think differently. She adjusted the sensitivity of their equipment, altering the eye, if you will. Suddenly, the sky lit up on their screens, revealing patterns they couldn't detect before. This story illustrates that by enhancing how we process information, or by adjusting the data we receive, we might perceive realities previously hidden from us. Could this be what Elizondo suggests when he talks about expanding human perception? Some might argue that reducing consciousness to an equation oversimplifies the rich tapestry of human experience. How can we distill our awareness into mere variables? But perhaps that's the point. Maybe the AI equals C framework isn't about solving consciousness entirely, but providing a tool, a lens to examine the interplay between data, processing, and awareness. Similarly, Elizondo's work doesn't claim to hold all the answers about UAPs. Instead, it challenges us to question, explore, and accept that some mysteries might remain unsolved, for now. Isn't there value in the pursuit itself, even if our arguments aren't perfect? So I pose these questions to you. If our consciousness is limited by the data we receive and how we process it, what happens when we expand these parameters? Could enhancing our sensory inputs or cognitive abilities unveil layers of reality we've yet to experience? And if we accept that much of the universe is beyond our perception, how do we remain open to possibilities that challenge our understanding? Perhaps by embracing both the analytical approach of the AI equals C framework and the expansive thinking encouraged by Luis Elizondo, we can inch closer to unraveling these mysteries. Imagine standing on a bridge with the AI equals C framework on one side and Elizondo's explorations on the other. Below flows the river of consciousness, deep and enigmatic. On this bridge, we find ourselves at a crossroads of science and the unknown. The quantitative meets the qualitative. Equations intersect with experiences. Could it be that the key to deeper understanding lies not in choosing one path over the other, but in harmonizing them? By applying rigorous analysis while remaining open to mysteries beyond current comprehension, we might find the answers we seek, or at least ask better questions. Let me share a personal experience. Quite a few years ago, I participated in a sensory deprivation experiment. In a dark, silent chamber, cut off from external stimuli, my mind began to wander. Without new data input, A, my brain's processing capacity, I, seemed to amplify, generating vivid thoughts and images, altering my state of consciousness, C, it was as if, in the absence of external data, my mind created its own. This experience made me ponder, how much of our reality is constructed by our minds, and how does this relate to phenomena that elude conventional explanation? Now, I invite you to join the conversation. Have you experienced moments where your perception of reality shifted? What do you think happens when we adjust the inputs and processing of our consciousness? Share your thoughts, stories, or questions. Let's explore these uncharted territories together. As we conclude today's episode, let's reflect on the journey we've taken. We've navigated the intricate equation of AI equals C, delved into the mysteries presented by Luis Elizondo, and pondered the vast unknowns of consciousness and reality. Perhaps the most profound realization is that the pursuit of understanding is a continuous cycle, a feedback loop, much like our equation. As we seek answers, we generate new questions, expanding our awareness in the process. So, until next time, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember, sometimes the most compelling stories are those that leave a few pages unwritten. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and share it with others who are as curious about the mysteries of consciousness as we are. Stay curious, and see you next time.